Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people. We'll talk to
old people.
It would make us shine.
Make us a better people if we could just communicate. And that's one of the things that I want to kind of deal with today. But as you know, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Suzanne McDonald, coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada, where, yes, it's beautiful and sunny and the skies are blue and there's not one cloud anywhere. As I said, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to call in and join us, the phone number is area code 347-324-5730. Again, that number is 347-324-5730. And again, I am your host. As you know, I always ask you to do one particular thing for me. At this time, I'd like for you to get a cup of coffee, some water, glass of tea, whatever it takes for you to be relaxed for the next 27 minutes with me. I'm drinking my wonderful Frappuccino today, so I guess everybody else better get with the program. Get with the program. Well, today our show is going to still be about say what you need to say. And I actually looked at it, and I even had a misspelled word, which is a little not fair. But I want you to actually look at that, think about it, and kind of bite on this, what I'm saying. Say what you need to say. A lot of times we won't do it for fear of hurting someone else's feelings or feeling that we're not what we're talking about is not valid or whatever. But the fact is still there's something that you have to say that's going to help someone else. I see that my co-host is here, so I'm going to go ahead and pull her in because today we're going to jump in and get a wonderful conversation going. If you're a first lady and you'd like to actually contact us, you can do so. There is a 702-683-6373. And if you want to just have someone that you can actually dialogue with, get some information from, share some information that will help us, it would be greatly appreciated. As I said, I just pulled in my co-host. I see you're there. Good morning, Lady Kathy.
Good morning, Lady Susie. How's it going?
It's okay now. I just choked a little bit, but I'm okay. But what's going on?
What's not going on? There's always a lot going on. I am, as you know, I don't know what to call myself, but I have my grandbaby with me every day, and she's flipping and flopping and flipped down and hit her mouth. And I was trying to, I didn't even realize she was bleeding until I saw my shirt and her. Like, oh, my goodness.
Ouch.
Trying to stop the bleeding over here. But other than that, just the usual.
Okay, what'd you say? There's a nana-grandma day going on over here.
Yeah.
Your sidekick.
Or something. There's times like this when I say, what the heck am I doing? I didn't have a baby.
But you're the one that's got to pour into her. So we'll just have to kind of work with that. Yeah. So what we were talking about.
I needed to say that.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say what you need to say. I was just getting ready to give that to you. You said what you need to say. What am I doing? What am I doing? Well, what you're doing is you are actually pouring into the next generation. That's what you're doing. Hello.
Oh, okay.
So
how's
everything else going? You know, we usually say what you need to say. You and I are one of those that don't have that issue. We will say
not
it.
Not at all.
Well, I won't say that. Wait a minute. I have to back up on that because, you know, last week somebody was in the hospital and they didn't want to even tell me what – I didn't forget. You know I'm going
to
rub that in for a while. They didn't want to even tell me what hospital
say,
they
though.
Were in. But
yeah,
we're doing better now. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Say what you,
you know,
say what
back.
You need to say.
We bounce back. We're very resilient.
So tonight,
like the baby, she hit her mouth. I said, well – and then 5 minutes later, she was okay, and I wasn't. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, right?
He sent you?
Oh, boy. Yeah, and you know, you get a little fragile yourself when it comes to these babies, you know. They have the tendency to get us in a special way. But
absolutely.
Let me say this to you. I actually had an eventful weekend myself. And it kind of rolled back into what we've been talking about and say what you need to say. And, you know, we had Judith Hilton on Friday. And I tell you, if she did not hit the nail on the head, and then we had a gentleman. He still doesn't want me to say who he is, but that's okay. A gentleman that actually jumped in with us, and he had his questions. And he talked to me afterwards, and he was like, you know, I didn't feel like I was being man-bashed. But he said, I tell you what, the reality of what was said actually made me stop and think. And I said, well, that's what this show is about, everybody. Just so you know, it's not that we're going to give you all your answers or make you do anything. What we do is we bring to the table some information, and we allow you to be the one to make the choices on what works for your life. But again, sometimes what a wife can't say to her husband, another person can say, and they'll hear it differently than what the wife would say it. And I think that we need to, that's the lines of communication that's a little bit blurred, because there shouldn't be another person that could actually speak that clearly to you, and you get it to where you get so used to the voice of your wife or to your husband that you're numb to them. And someone else can say the same thing and it means something. Do you know what I am talking about, Lady Kathy?
Oh, yeah, I've actually used that on occasion, because I know that there's certain things that my husband may respond to more effectively from someone else, so I tell them to tell me.
Yes.
Hey, can you
tell right,
me
right.
And
you'll hear it differently.
That's the way I do. Let's do it. I'm thinking,
oh, wow.
Yeah, if I had said it, it would have been shot down. So, that you know, unfortunately, it's like
yeah.
that sometimes, and I often go to God and say, would you tell your man, you know, and that works as well, because I don't know what it is. I think it's a man thing. There are times when we can, and it's not just men, really. It's, I'm talking about my husband, but, you know, you can also do that with different people as well, and then we can
right.
be better coming from somebody else as opposed to coming from you. And I don't know why that is. I think it's the person that delivers it. I don't really think it's the delivery. I think it's the person that delivers it. Because my best friend told me one time, she said, you feel like you can say anything to anybody because it's the truth. I said, well, yeah. And the problem is, but no, you can't, because it's how you say it. And I said, well, if I had said it any differently and you didn't want to receive it, I don't think it would have mattered, because I'm
right.
presenting you some truth that you don't want to face. So
kind of like
when
I was checking on you at the hospital, right?
Well, no, not like that. That's different. That's totally different. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Yeah,
I'm just
that
checking.
Wasn't a
I had
good
to throw
example.
That one out there. Oh, okay. All right, I just wanted to check. But you know what else?
That was not a good example.
That wasn't a good example. Oh, okay. It was a nice scenario, though, I must say.
It
you know
the
what
truth,
the thing is? You're funny. That's why I actually, in our tags, I put in there, I hear you, I see you, I honor you, and no more being quiet. And the reason that I actually say all of that is because, again, We have to get to where the dialogue and the communication, especially to couples, there should be no one else that can come in and say anything that your mate has not, that your mate has already said to you and you get a different understanding. There shouldn't be, but of course it does happen. But the funny part of it is that, you know, that's one of the things that we as women require and we desire is for our husbands to see us, to hear us. And I remember even when I was married, I used to always, when I would get really ticked off, I was like, okay, I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to the man of God that everybody else gets to enjoy. And he would laugh. He would crack up. He was like, you really just messed up the whole thing. And I was like, how did I do that? And he said to me, he would say, you know, because when you put it like that, I mean, I feel really bad. And I'm like, you're supposed to. That's because it's the truth. You can hear better from someone else the same thing that I just said to you. And that should, the reason I say that to you is because I want you to know that it means something to me for you not to hear me. So it comes down to us actually being patient with each other, having a sense of humor. It's special. That's the key. It's special.
But, you know, I believe that first ladies across the board share our same sentiment as far as this is concerned, because I have actually had to schedule an appointment to talk to my husband.
Wow.
I really did. I called his assistant to say, hey, put me on the book at such and such a time. And he knew he had an appointment at 3:00 that day. And I walked into the office and showed up for my appointment. He said, what are you doing here? I said, I have an appointment with you today. And I would like to talk.
I love
because,
it.
You know, we didn't have an opportunity to do so. There are things I needed to say. And like you said, sometimes the lines get blurred and it's misconstrued. Mm-hmm. So I did as he would with someone else. I made it official and I went in for my appointment. And we had a very good conversation. He said, do you not feel like you're talking at home? No, I couldn't. I didn't feel that way. He dropped his head because it was a reality check for him as well. But we were able to have a very good dialogue, and he had to listen to me because I was a patron with an appointment. And
exactly.
So it was treated as such, you know? Cause like you were saying, I want to talk to the person everyone else gets to experience. And so I even shared this with your husband before, and your husband said, well, if we don't listen to you guys, then there is one person we definitely listen to, and you talk to him, and that's God. We hear God, so you talk to God. I said, okay, but we also need you to hear us in the flesh, you know? And I know this is a frustration for a lot of first ladies, which is why we do this show, because we are raw and uncut and real. And a lot of first ladies are still hiding behind the veil of, I need to protect my husband. Now, we're not unprotecting or uncovering our mates. We're just being real and saying what everyone else is afraid
is
or
thinking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so this is not, if we're experiencing it, we're not the only ones. We're just the only ones that, like we said, like the tag is today, say what you need to say. And the frustration for a lot of first ladies is that they can't say what they need to say. Well, like I said, mine was a bit extreme. I scheduled an appointment to say what I needed to say.
But you know what? That's wisdom, because you're showing first ladies how to, I mean, sometimes you have to be creative in order to get the point across. And that was really, really creative to do so. And even with your husbands, like I said, I told him, I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to the man of God and everybody else. And it was a check mark for him to realize that he's leaving you on the outside. The other thing that you just said is making the appointment. That is really awesome. I think that's something that first ladies should adopt anyway. And don't do it every week, because then it's not the same. But when you do it, let it be a time that you're actually going to book an hour of his time. You're going to be able to dialogue with him, no interruptions. And then it'll get to be a routine between the couple. The other thing is, first ladies, we want to let you know that here in Las Vegas especially, if you'd like to meet with us, we have, and I'll let you talk about the Coalition of Us Women, Lady Kathy, and when we get together and all of that. But if you need that support, some crazy women like we are, that you can laugh
get your laughter back. I hear you. I see you. I honor you. And you don't have to be quiet. I want you to know that there are some women that will support you, that will not judge you, and that will give you some tools to actually help you with your marriage, in your marriage. There are a lot of you out there that not only are you married and need the support, but I'm divorced. I'm a divorced first lady, so I'm not even first anymore, I guess. Now, what am I? But anyway, I'm a divorced.
The first shall be first, and the last shall be last, okay?
Well,
if you
there
want
you
the
go.
First, you're still the first.
All righty then. But so for those of us that have experienced the divorce part of it, there is support within the union of us women. Now, we get raw.
Yes.
We get straight up. Because we're not pity-patting with this, because first ladies are dying inside. They're dying outside. They're dying emotionally, physically, spiritually. And nobody notices because you keep putting that stupid hat on, and instead of letting the hat slide off and hit the ground, or let it just lean that everybody knows that your little tiara is twisted. You know, we're straight up. She and I may take, we may have ours on backwards, you know, just so everybody will pay attention. Like, okay, excuse me. I am not feeling like a princess today. I am not feeling like a first lady. So I just want to let you know that my tiara is tilted. And that is, you know, am I serious? Am I telling the truth, though? You know,
that's
you have
true,
to have some place. Yeah, you got to have some place you take the mask off. But anyway, Lady Kathy, tell them about the women we have here in Las Vegas that are first ladies, when our time together is, and, you know, just some of the women that are even involved.
Well, you know what? We have formed a coalition here in Las Vegas, and it's called the First Ladies of Southern Nevada. And we
right.
get together on a monthly basis and meet, and we talk about business, but then we also talk about things that are really, really concerning to us as first ladies, because a lot of us some of us are new to it, some of us are old to it, but it seems to be the consensus that the situations are and the circumstances are the same regardless. And when you're in a position of being the first lady of the ministry, there are things that just happen across the board. And so
exactly.
we formed this coalition, and it's really been such a enlightening and refreshing group of women, because the stigma is that
right.
ladies can't get, well, women can't get together, period.
Women, period. Yeah.
Women, period. But second of all, the first ladies don't have any type of relationship amongst each other from the churches. So everybody's segregated and separated. Well, we broke through that. We broke through that stigma.
Right.
And we get together on a monthly basis. As a matter of fact, we're having a meeting tonight at Destined for Glory. That is 6037 South Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118. And that's going to be at 6:30 tonight. We usually meet from 6:30 to 8. And we get together. We have, as Lady Susie said, we have so much fun. We laugh. We cry if we need to cry. But we, most of all, we uphold each other. We are our sister's keeper. We celebrate each other. We made a commitment to support each other. I was with a bunch of them on Friday night at Ebenezer Church, and we had a really, really good time. But like we have an awareness event coming up this 25th of April for the sarcoidosis awareness, because one of our first ladies has sarcoidosis, so we're having a purple tea on April 25th at 11 o'clock at RAM, Reconciliation Apostolic Ministries, on Decatur. And we support each other in these type of events that bring in awareness. We did, in October, we did domestic violence and breast cancer awareness and so on and so forth. So we get together and we just really bring awareness to the community for certain events or circumstances that's happening. But more than that, we really look forward to our time together at fellowship and just having fun and listening to each other talk and supporting each other. And it's been a wonderful experience. And some of these ladies I've known for a whole lot of years but never had any type of relationship with them. And so we're building relationships, we're building camaraderies, and we're just really keeping each other held up in prayer. And so come on out and hang out with us. We don't judge. Everything in our meetings that we talk about is confidential. It does not go outside the four walls, other than our community events that we do. But it's totally confidential. So you can feel free to sit down and talk about whatever is going on with you and get the support of other women. Get advice. I was going through menopause, and another first lady helped me with that. I mean, it was remarkable to know that I wasn't the only one suffering in certain situations. Yes, there's things that we often talk about concerning our husbands, the pastor, that we need to know that we're not the only one experiencing this in relationships. So it's a very good support group for each other.
The one thing that you didn't put in there, and I mean, you spoke from the side of still being married. The other thing is that I came in as a divorcee. And, you know, most women that have been married to the pastor, when there is a divorce, how you're ostracized, you're looked down upon, you're treated. I mean, Lady Kathy was the first one that I can honestly say she went through the divorce basically with me. And in the process, she never judged me. She didn't judge him. You know, it's just the things that didn't work. And since they didn't work, we actually had to sever that tie. But I came to the first ladies the first time, and yes, I was very stiff because I knew, you know, because of the divorce, because a lot of women think you're going to want their husband. Believe me, baby, I got rid of one. I don't want another one. But anyway, you know, I don't want to go through that whole, you know, I don't want nobody else's husband. That's out.
Not somebody else's, yeah.
Yeah, not somebody else's. Now, I'm not going to lie. I will be married again, and I know that I will. But the fact is still that when I finally spoke it out to the women, there was, even when I think about it, there was so much support that,
yes,
for him even, because he was coming to do a revival at your church at Destined for Glory.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone wanted to support me because I'm going to still support him because we have children. But outside of that, not being judged or ostracized or, I mean, women showed up for the event, day that he was ministering at your church. But they explained to me, I'm coming for the revival, but I'm coming to support you. And, you know, when you're not used to being supported, especially in ministry, everybody's all about the pastor. They're not about the wife. That meant so much to me. And I haven't told them to what degree. But I will tonight. I will be there. I will be there, and I'm so excited about it. I was supposed to host one, and we had to cancel it. So I will get my turn to host again. But outside of that, these women have a heart for women. You know,
they take care
of everybody else, but we don't take care of each other usually is what they say. But I can honestly say, if you'd like to join us, we're meeting tonight. And can you say that address and phone number at your church slowly because you talk so fast? That we need to, so that if you would like to come out and join us, please do. Go ahead, Lady Kathy.
Yes, we will be meeting tonight at Destined for Glory Ministries, and that address is 6037 South Rainbow Boulevard. That's right here in Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118. And the phone number there, if you'd like to call, is 702-364-5679. And the pastor is Pastor Tony Howard. That is actually our church. I'm First Lady Kathy Howard. And come on out, First Ladies. We'd like to meet you. We would like to start a relationship
with you and support
you. And you'd be surprised at the things that we talk about because as First Ladies, Lady Susie, that there's a lot of things that we would suffer in silence. Because
exactly.
We didn't want to expose anything, and it may not necessarily be a bad thing. It's just that we didn't know what to say and who to say it to, so we would
exactly.
keep it in.
Right.
And doing that is something to eat on the inside of you. So, and there could be a simple
exactly.
solution to what you're going through, and to be able to voice it to other First Ladies, they could say, "Oh yes, I experienced that. This is how I got through it." You know, because not only do we're married to a pastor, but we have First Lady issues every
single
in the ministry. And that is that is avoidance, that is the lack of acknowledgement for the First Lady. Okay, yeah, but where's the pastor? You know, so there's a lot of things that we endure silently, and it hurts us, and we don't speak about it because, you know, we just don't feel like we can. But we've developed a platform for you to come and vent if you need to.
Yes.
And it's been phenomenal.
Yeah. And even in the venting, if you're right, we say you're right, and it still comes down to if you're wrong, we're going to hit you with it. You're wrong.
That's
you
right.
are wrong.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
That's the difference in having relationship versus just having a what do you call it, a get-together. You know what I
yeah.
mean? So I want to thank you. But, you know, we're at the end of our show today, and that was quick and wonderful. Great information. I'd like to thank our sponsors first, and then we can continue on. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Hands of Comfort Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization. We deal with everything from suicide prevention to loss of a home, loss of a job, just loss, anything that could put you into a tailspin. There is a 24-hour number that you can actually call, 702-683-6373, and you'll get a human being. You're not going to get a VR user will call you back in 24 hours or 72 hours, no. If it's an emergency, as you know, dial 911, but outside of that, if you just need someone that'll give you a good ear, you can call us. Again, that number is 702-683-6373. And also Destined for Glory Ministries, Pastor Tony Howard, and again, Lady Kathy Howard. Would you give them your phone number once more?
That's 702-364-5679.
I tell you, this show is for everyone. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to actually have my tablet tonight so the first ladies can actually see what we talk about, those that are in the meeting tonight. And I'm going to invite them in, and we're going to start interviewing them and inviting them, and we're going to give them the opportunity to join us. If you have the need, you can always come to visit with us right here at First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. We have a web, we have a Twitter. We have it's First Ladies on Twitter, First Ladies on Facebook. You can contact us there. That's what we're there for you. Again, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time. Call us, area code 347-324-5730. You can even follow us on blogtalk.com and even see what we're doing. I'd like to thank my co-host, who is also my friend. I cannot wait to see you tonight. Is there anything you want me to bring?
No. Actually, Lady Melissa Thompson is hosting it tonight. She's just using our church to do it. And so she's taking care of everything. Just bring your smiling face and your bubbly personality.
And, yes, I will. I can't wait. This going to be a Mary and Elizabeth kind of experience. Every time we get together, that something is going to move. It's going to be a leap in our very womb. I can't wait to see
ma'am.
You. I miss you.
You as well.
But hello.
All right.
You have a great day. I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.